And the last one on that theme is entitled 1910. When I first started seriously spending time writing, a lot of my initial writing I felt was really done with somebody else, an aunt who was very dear to me. And she was a wonderful storyteller, a wonderful cuentista, and the kind of storyteller where we would all say, oh, not that story again, you know. But they were wonderful stories, and they proved a great source of inspiration for me. Not only the concrete details, but I think she as a spirit is probably somebody I'll write about for the rest of my life. In Mexico, they bowed their heads when she passed. Timid villagers stepped aside for the judge's mother, Doña Luz, who wore her black shawl, black gloves, whenever she left her home, at the church, the mercado, and the plaza, in the cool evenings when she strolled, barely touching her son's wrist with her fingertips. Who wore her black shawl, black gloves, in the carriage that took her and her family to Juarez, border town, away from Villa, laughing at their terror, when he rode through the village shouting, spitting dust. Who wore her black shawl, black gloves, when she crossed the Rio Grande to El Paso, her back straight, chin high, never watching her feet. Who wore her black shawl, black gloves, into Upton's Five and Dime. Who walked out, back straight, lips quivering, and slowly removed her shawl and gloves, placed them on the sidewalk with the other shawls and shopping bags. You Mexicans can't hide things from me, Upton would say. Thieves, all thieves, let me see those hands. Who wore her black shawl, black gloves, the day she walked, chin high, never watching her feet, on the black beams and boards, still smoking, that had been Upton's Five and Dime. And she said that was a true story.